going to be a tough day. Tough conversations to have. But we are looking for truth, exposure, and accountability. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Tuesday, December 6, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, ever since the release of Died Suddenly, we've continued to receive more and more emails from people telling their own stories. Stories of their loved ones who were lost to sudden death after these heart attack shots were forced onto the entire population. Honestly, the letters that we've received since the film's release have been even more heart-wrenching than the ones that we received before. Alan and Taylor Martin are the parents of Trista Martin. They just sent our program this message, which we want to read for you now. Quote, Trista passed away on November 9th at the age of 18. She spent the night with a friend. They stayed up late watching movies. She woke up that morning and complained that she, quote, hurt all over and, quote, felt like she was dying. She laid back down hoping to feel better and never woke up again. What we now know is that Trista got the Pfizer shot on July 20th and told her friends not to tell us. We are very much anti-mRNA COVID vax, and we thought that our daughter understood the dangers. Apparently, the media convinced her otherwise. Her blood glucose was 6'10 at the time of her death, and she has no history of diabetes. The doctors said that her heart was swollen and her organs had shut down. No illicit drugs, no fentanyl. But we won't have the medical examiner's official report for up to 6 months. After recently researching the Pfizer shot side effects, its relation to diabetic ketoacidosis in non-diabetic patients and myocarditis, we have no doubt that Pfizer and the relentless "it's safe" message from the media killed our daughter. Unquote. It's hard to even read a letter like that. We can't imagine how hard it is to write such a letter, let alone come on a show like this one and speak about it. But the Martins have agreed to do so, stepping forward from private mourning for the sake of the world's well-being. It's a heroic act. Given the circumstances, we can't say that we're happy to have the Martins on this show, but we're honored to do so. Alan and Taylor Martin join us now. Guys, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, I want to say on behalf of everybody here at the Stu Peters Network, and probably the majority of those that are in Stu Crew land, we are terribly sorry for the murder of your daughter, and we can't imagine what you're going through. So it's really honorable that you're here today. And you say that the message is to help the well-being of the world. Who did this to your daughter?
The government and the pharmaceutical company.
Big Pharma. Big Pharma and the media.
Yeah. Without the media pushing this safe and effective narrative, you know, Trista would be here still today. So I'm going to just give the floor to you. I mean, what do you want to say to millions of people who are going to be tuning in?
We have to stop the, it's almost like, you know, in the Middle Ages when someone said that the world was a globe and they burned you at the stake or what, if you even question that single batch, not just the mRNA vaccine as a whole, just that particular batch, you know, maybe she got a bad batch. Oh, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist and you need to be tarred and feathered and hung. I mean, even questioning it, science, you know, you're questioning, so you're science denier. You're it's just, it's unbelievable how this is no longer science-based. This is a religion. This is a faith-based thing that's actually killed people now. And
the government has given them free range to do it. Most vaccines take 8 years to go through trials. So right now they're using all of, not just America, all of the whole world as their guinea pigs, as their lab rats. And it's, the government made it so that there's no repercussions for them. We can't even fight against it.
Parents are not supposed to bury their children, especially their 18-year-old daughter.
It was perfectly healthy.
That's what my question was going to be. She had no previous underlying conditions, no health issues at all. She was at the peak of her physical condition. She was 18 years old, had her whole life ahead of her.
Yes.
Yes. She had just had blood work done. I don't remember how many months before, and got a clean bill of health.
You know, I want to ask you a question. Obviously, since Trista's death, I'm sure that you've been doing a lot more research, paying attention to what people are saying about these shots. The people inside of what you refer to as our government, that I refer to as a crime syndicate, because I don't believe that they're representative of the people at all, have been treading very carefully around this religious sacrament of the syringe and the shot and Pfizer and Moderna. And, you know, as we learn more things about the immunity that was given to these pharmaceutical companies by Congress, and as we learn more about Operation Warp Speed, and as we see these politicians that are just so careful about, you know, only for a certain age group should I recommend this, or it's only safe for these people, or we recommend against, you know, age groups, you know, 39 to so-and-so getting these shots. I mean, we have three times as many people killed from this one shot in 20 months as every single previous vaccine combined. What is the threshold for death? Why isn't Congress, why isn't Marjorie Taylor Greene listening to people like you?
I don't know. It's disgusting.
They're scared. They're scared. That's the only thing that I can assume. I don't know if politically they're scared of their political future. They're scared that they're going to be called a bad name. And
I think some of them are probably scared to lose their lives too. You speak out against something and all of a sudden you disappear.
I mean, we saw, was it yesterday, you know, unrelated, but Elon Musk, he's scared for his life now. And I mean, this isn't America. This isn't what we're supposed to be. And if you dare question, you know, the norm or what they've made the norm, you're vilified. You're called a crazy conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It made our daughter think
that
we were the crazy ones.
Yeah, we were the crazy ones.
Because she was watching all these commercials of, you know, people getting the shot. It's on everything. It's on radio stations. It's on the commercials. We don't even have cable, and it's on all of our, you know, Hulu and all of those things. Just constant stuff from the media. And she had already had COVID.
We all had COVID. The natural antibodies. There was no reason for her to get this shot. And I didn't try to. I mean, I know she was 18, and at 18, you kind of, you know, you don't want the faith of your parents. You know, you don't want the religion of your parents. You want to have your own thing. And I get that. And I get why she wanted to come into her own, and she wanted to do what she felt was right. And the media convinced her that this was right. And I just, after talking with her friends, and, you know, she was everything good about me and her, with none of the bad.
All she wanted to do was help people.
I mean, I know a lot of people might say this about their kid, but we had a really good kid. We found her bucket list
that she made when she was 16 years old. She made it
2 years ago. And on her bucket list, where most people would have all kinds of, you know, crazy stuff, and she does have some crazy stuff, but she wanted to adopt a teenager.
Because no one adopts a teenager.
Because nobody adopts teenagers. So she wanted to be a child psychologist or
a social worker.
She couldn't wait to turn 18 years old because she wanted to donate blood. It's on her bucket list. On her bucket list.
Donate blood. Who says that on their bucket list of things that they want to do? She was a really good kid.
She was a hard worker.
She held a job for 2 years. She just a maid manager.
They made her the night shift manager. She was excited about that. She was 18 years old, making pretty good money.
She was supposed to start college in the spring.
She was excited about going to college.
She had her whole life
Alan, how are you holding it together? How are you keeping yourself from going and putting your hands around somebody's neck?
You said earlier at the beginning that we shouldn't self-censor, but I kind of have to self-censor. I don't know.
We have other children.
I have a son.
We have to think about.
I have our youngest. He's 14. And, I've got to think about that. I've got to think about my wife. I've got to think about my family and the people that depend upon me. That has to stay in your mind pretty much nonstop. That's the rock I've kind of, and of course, God and, I am wrestling. I mean, as anybody would, trying not to be mad at God, but I had this moment after she passed, because like everything else, the last year or two, she was having faith problems with her faith. She didn't really want to believe, and go to the whole church thing and all that. I didn't force her. I didn't make her go to church. And we kind of dropped out after COVID and everything, and we didn't really go as much as we should. And I had this horrible feeling that she was not in heaven and it was my fault. And I had a buddy that was with me. He's a kind of a spiritual friend of mine named Braden. And he said, well, there's two things I need you to do right now. Is one, I need you to be there for your family. And two, I need you to get that hose off of your spigot because it's going to freeze tonight and it's going to ruin your pipes. So I just kind of laughed and I walked over there and there was this one little purple flower coming right off of the hose spigot. Wrapped around the spigot, and there's nothing else blooming in our backyard. Nothing. And I smelt her, and I could feel her. And at that moment, I knew that she was okay, that she was with Jesus. And that's helped me. That's helped me tremendously. I know that might sound silly to a lot of people, but
no, it doesn't.
But to me, that helped a lot.
God is great.
Yeah.
God is so good. I believe that she's fine as well. God says in his word that if anyone should make one of his little ones stumble, Jesus says it would be better for him to have a millstone tied around his neck and drown in the depths of the sea. These people in the media, these people who invented this stuff, these people who ran with this safe and effective narrative, the fake Congress and fake senators and fake presidents that didn't fight, that went along with this, that allowed this to happen, they are directly responsible for causing Trista to stumble. And it's not our job to arrange the meeting. Not yet, anyways. But they will have to stand before God. And until then, you, Alan, you, Taylor, me, Stu Peters, we are commanded to pick up the sword and fight to protect the rest of humanity and other people's children from experiencing the unbelievable, unbearable, unthinkable pain that has been caused in your life.
That's why we're here right now. The only way we can be here right now is believing that.
I commend you.
We have to change this atmosphere of shaming people just because they question something. That I don't know when that became the American way, but it needs to stop.
I agree.
Not just the vaccine, but everything. if you question, like what you were saying, the legitimacy of the elections, if you question anything, you're shamed and you're called names and you're, you know, censored and told to shut up. And we're suffering real world consequences for it. Now, this isn't just games anymore. This isn't just a matter of opinion.
This is our child.
This is our child. Our child is now gone because of this.
The shots need to stop. The entire supply needs to be incinerated immediately, and nothing less than military tribunals is what needs to happen next. We don't need nothing burger congressional inquiries and investigations. We have the evidence of what these shots are doing. We are right. You are right. You are not crazy. You are not a conspiracy theorist. This is 100% about killing people. There is no threshold for death. Professional athletes are collapsing. People like Trista, who had their entire lives in front of them, are dying suddenly, dropping dead all over the place without pre-existing conditions. People who never had COVID, people who had COVID, whatever that is. These people need to be held responsible. And if they're found guilty of the murder that they have perpetuated on people like Trista, nothing less than the death penalty should be accepted for these people. That's the only way that it will stop. Alan and Taylor, thank you so much. God bless you. You will be in our prayers. And thank you so much for being here. You're doing a tremendous service to humanity.
Thank you so much.
Of course. These stop the mandate people, these groups of grifters that are going on tour, filling auditoriums to give nothing speeches, charging thousands of dollars for VIP chicken dinners. It's a disgrace. These are the group of people in the so-called health freedom movement that are talking trash about our documentary Died Suddenly, picking it apart. They're equally as guilty as everybody else. They're disgusting heathens sent directly from hell by the devil himself. I'm arguing with Jesus about not hating them. It's disgusting. People are losing all kinds of money. People are being taxed criminally. People are exposed to hyperinflation. We are in a full-blown recession. The electronic banking system inevitably will come down. Your checkings and savings accounts and IRAs and 401ks are at imminent risk. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim of this. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $50,000 in free silver with your qualified account. When you mention The Stu Peters Show and you call Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD, The Stu Peters Show returns in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Way back in July of last year, we had Karen Kingston onto this program. And we asked her whether people in our government knew that the mRNA shots were de facto bioweapons. At the time, Karen said no. Quote, they couldn't possibly know. Anyone who understands how evil this technology is would never allow it to be released on America and on our children. Unquote. Well, unfortunately, Karen now realizes there is nothing too evil or too depraved for our elites to stoop to it. So she's been hammering the drumbeat every single day over at her Substack. Quote, there's no such thing as an mRNA vaccine. Stop calling it that. mRNA is and always has been a part of the category of gene editing technologies. Gene editing technologies are used to invent new species, create autoimmune diseases, cause cancers, and develop military-grade bioweapons. Unquote. On her latest Substack post, Karen asks, when is the right time to tell the American people they've been subjected to biological warfare by their own government under the guise of public health? We can answer that question. The time is now. Here's an idea. For any state AGs, attorneys general, or any county health officials out there, stop tolerating these shots. Stop acquiescing to what's happening. Seize the shots. Investigate the companies that developed and distributed them. Expose the lies, and where evidence justifies it, start looking at real criminal tribunals. We've seen what's happening. Just minutes ago, we talked to two parents grieving the loss of their 18-year-old healthy daughter. Children are dying in their beds. Children are dying in the womb. Parents are dying before their time. Society is collapsing, just like athletes on football and basketball and soccer fields. People say that thanks to Congress, Big Pharma and its acolytes are above the law for their actions. No. And Karen Kingston agrees. She says this is extrinsic fraud. Every piece that we need for a criminal case is already in hand. To explain what she means by that, and to chart a path forward, Karen Kingston joins us. Now, do you agree? It is time now for tribunals. It is time now to go full-blown, stop this, and round up everybody that's responsible for bringing this bioweapon to the world.
I agree, Stu, that the bioweapon is destroying our country. It's destroying our country. They're murdering our children. Pilots are dying mid-flight. It's clearly a threat to national security. So the first thing that needs to happen is, as what you've been saying, is they need to seize and destroy all of the COVID-19 injections, all of the mRNA injections. And that's the first thing that needs to happen, because by definition, these injections are bioweapons. And by definition, I'm talking about 18 U.S.C. 175, which defines a bioweapon as any biological agent, toxin, or delivery device, which is what these lipid nanoparticle mRNA technology vaccines are, that have no preventative treatment and have no benefit, are not part of bona fide research, and we know none of the studies showed any benefit to any of the participants. And it's used to injure or harm an enemy. So the attorney generals have the authority without a warrant to send an injunction to Pfizer and the FDA, as well as to every single doctor in their state, to tell them to immediately stop administering these shots, and they can seize them without a warrant. And the evidence is there. I suggest people read Intended Consequences on my Substack, because it goes through item by item, point by point, that these mRNA injections were always designed to cause severe disease and inflict disabilities and death. They were designed to actually not produce antibodies, but to produce robust immune responses, which is immunogenicity, by the inventors Barney Graham and Jason McClellan. The patents owned by the NIH and NIAID. Then when you go through Pfizer's data that was submitted to Pfizer, the phase 3 data, Stu, they clearly state in their application, they don't know how their mRNA quote unquote vaccines work to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infection, because it never did. It was never designed to. They go on to state that 409 people within 1 week came down with severe COVID and they didn't have a positive PCR test. They said it could have been from their injection. They knew that it was from their injection. They had 622 people withdraw from their study, And under Pfizer's initial new drug application, they said withdrawal could be done by any participant for any reason by their choice. One of their choices was death in that list. I've never heard of someone withdrawing from a study because they chose to die. In the pediatric study of babies, there were 3,000 babies injected between 6 months and 4 years old. Only 25% made it to the end of the study, but that's not the horrific data. 344 babies between the ages of 6 and 23 months old. Babies, 344, only 3 of them made it to their last follow-up dose of visit after their third dose of this bioweapon. More than 99% of those babies were disabled or murdered by a bioweapon that we're calling COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, too. There is no reason why every attorney general cannot send an injunction to the FDA, HHS, NIH, CDC, and Pfizer, you know, and the other manufacturers, stop the distribution, stop the promotion, and seize and destroy every single one of these weapons from every single physician and pharmacy in their state. That's the first thing that needs to happen, and it needs to happen now. And the reason why it's not happening is because our experts and our leaders are defending Pfizer. They're telling us to go after each other. And I'm not saying our employers aren't guilty. I'm not saying that many of our healthcare providers aren't guilty. But be wary of every expert and every attorney who says you can't go after Pfizer. They're still protected under the immunity shield. The FDA approval didn't really happen. They're on the childhood vaccine schedule. So there's nothing we can do about it. Run from those people. Run from those people. It's called extrinsic fraud or gaslighting. It's when an expert wants to control a narrative and a population so that you do not take action. This is a way for us to not take action. Be wary of any expert who's telling you, well, when the vaccines first came out, they did show benefit in some populations. That is not true. That is a lie. If you look at the data, if you look at the documents, as I said on your show, July 28th of last year, these were designed to only cause injury, disabilities, and death. They are a bioweapon. Anyone who's not calling them that, question them. Question them. And stop calling it, like you said, stop calling it a vaccine. And now I have other doctors who are saying, well, it's a gene therapy. No, it is not. No, it is not. A therapy actually prevents or actually cures disease. This causes disease and injury. It is not a therapy. It is a gene editing technology. And the reason why mRNA technologies have never been approved or used in the human population is because they've never provided any benefit to any human beings. They were done under the guise of cancer research and autoimmune diseases to get funding from the NIH. But in fact, they are bioweapons that are used to actually create new species, as you're saying, new viruses, new plants, new hybrid species of animals. They're used to actually, they create new, more aggressive forms of cancer. When they treat autoimmune disease, they actually cause autoimmune disease. And people that are treated with this mRNA technology die from these very perverse and painful deaths. They are not a therapy. They are not a treatment. And we shut down our entire country based on a lie. So this other concept of we can't tell people the truth, it's too scary for them. Are you kidding me? We were told a lie about a novel virus that jumped from a bat, you know, in a seafood market to a pangolin. Someone ate some bat soup and all of a sudden we shut down the country and the entire nation was willing to go on house arrest for weeks on end and become prisoners of war with no scientific evidence. Because unfortunately we were having a bad flu season apparently that year and a couple of bioweapon attacks definitely in like New York City and Kings County, Seattle, but there was no rate of infection. The people that were dying that year in 2020 were people who were dying because they were older. Majority of them were over the age of 85. So we shut down our nation because the risk of dying as you get older increases. And we were willing to do that. But nobody is willing to say, pilots are dying mid-flight. Children are dying. Parents are grieving the loss of their children. Children are being left without a mom or dad. Professional athletes are dropping dead on the field. Our military is being injured and harmed. And nobody's willing to, you know, say, stop it. Full stop right now. We need to seize and destroy these injections. We don't even need to shut down the economy. So the concept that we can't handle something that's scary, when we believed a lie, a nightmare that was scary, is another form of gaslighting and extrinsic fraud. And all of these politicians who are telling you, we're going to look into it, that's another form of extrinsic fraud. Why? Because it's telling people to not do anything,
yeah,
to wait. It's stalling so that the enemy can take more territory and harm more of us and kill more of our children and destroy our posterity. That means what you said yesterday, Stu, there is no future. If people of childbearing age become infertile, then we will not have children, and our children will not have children. And they're going after the children. There is no justifiable reason for any of these mRNA injections. And here's the kicker. I'm an analyst. I'm not an attorney, not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, okay? I'm not even a paralegal. But why was it I, the one that found U.S. Title Code 18, Section 176, which states that an attorney general can seize and destroy a biological weapon without a warrant? Any AG can do this. And the evidence, you can read it on my Substack under Unintended Consequences and the other ones that I've recently posted, where I go through step by step that these mRNA injections never provided any benefit in preventing a disease, right? They never did. They're the bona fide research. The research was all fraudulent. They violated every law under the Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act, including, I think it's section 312 A and B, which states that you cannot conduct a clinical trial if it's going to put the individuals at any unnecessary risk for injury, disease, or death. Well, on October 22nd, 2020, the FDA met with industry and they listed those 24 severe diseases: myocarditis, pericarditis, thrombocytopenia, neurological disorders, myelitis, inflammation of the spine, encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, strokes, narcolepsy, death, and multi-system inflammatory syndrome. And the list goes on.
Who are some of the people that are responsible for perpetuating extrinsic fraud, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I can confidently say, and I would say this in a court of law, would be Dr. Robert Malone. And the reason why I state that is because he claims to be an expert, obviously in mRNA technology, but also in the FDA approval process. And the FDA approval did happen and the shield was broken. He's also stated on the War Room that the Pfizer vaccines are now on the childhood vaccine schedule. Well, here's the news flash, Stu. The Center for Disease Control cannot put a military medical, but their EUA, but their emergency use vaccines. The CDC cannot put a medical countermeasure, a military grade medical countermeasure, on a childhood vaccine schedule, because the childhood vaccine schedule is for the routine vaccines. So a military grade medical countermeasure, which is used in emergency, cannot be mandated for our children. Also, the whole vaccine mandates things last year, I know everyone felt really good about them, but there was a lot of extrinsic fraud that happened with that as well. On your show, July 28th last year, I stated under the law, even under the EUA law, under section 360BBB, that they cannot mandate an emergency use medical countermeasure, period. The government can't do it. The only person that could do it would be the president to the military under an executive order. That's it. Then some advisors to our president, right, and some legal advisors said, well, it's our interpretation that even though the law states you can't mandate these, we're going to allow it. Any attorney worth their weight in salt could have counter-argued that, but the American people were never told the law. Why are we not being told our rights? Why are we not being told the actual law? Why aren't we being told the facts that are in the FDA data? Why are experts telling us that these did have some benefit at the beginning when they never did? Why are people saying that there was a virus when all the experts who developed this bioweapon to counteract the virus said there never was, because they're unstable single helix RNA viruses. They say they need the lipid nanoparticles. Like, so there's a lot of false information and misleading information that's out there.
And downright lies.
What?
And downright lies.
Some of them are downright lies. Yeah, the concept that the emergency use authorization shield was not broken is a lie. It absolutely was broken. The concept that these vaccines ever provided any benefit to anyone is a lie. There's no evidence of it. The concept that this is simply an encapsulated virus and it's not a biosynthetic advanced lipid nanoparticle technology with hydrogel that is an independent organism. That's what it is. It's intelligent. That's a parasite. People are having the long fibrous clots removed from their bodies. And what do they look like? They look like parasites because they are biosynthetic parasites that are bioengineered from the bodies of people that were injected with this bioweapon. And yet nobody is saying, you know, stop it. Shut it down. Why are we appeasing evil? Why are we appeasing enemies? The enemy had no problem with calling us, you know, liars and people of misinformation and shutting down even early on the use of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin when people are getting sick. They went on after us, you know, unabated. You know, they were harsh and violent. We were ostracized. Yet we are negotiating with evil, trying to find a middle ground so that we can show up on major news networks, you know, or podcasts. We're not willing to tell people the truth. So we want to negotiate with evil and find a halfway point so that we're still acceptable, so that we still get our views, so that we still have our followers.
I won't say that these shots contain.
That's not what the oath is
about. Yeah. I won't say that these shots contain nanotechnology. I won't say that these shots contain self-assembling circuitry that reacts to different frequencies when introduced to routers. I won't say that this is about transhumanism. I won't say that this is about depopulation, even though millions of people, including children in the womb, are dying, dropping dead at the peak of their physical condition all over the world. I won't say that this is about depopulation when the people that are the most heavily invested into these things stood in front of the entire world saying that we're overpopulated by 7.5 billion people and that the only way that we can be sustainable is if we get rid of them, i.e. kill them, murder them. I won't say any of that. So I can do a hit on the Fox News channel.
Yeah, Stu, it's time for people who view your audience, your viewers, to stop, to also stop calling these vaccines. They're bioweapons, because we need to call them bioweapons. We need to articulate what was done to us, what was done to our children, what has been done to our nation. We need to name the weapon. We need to name the crime. And we need to name the criminals. If you go to my Substack, I'll show you how to do it. I list it out there, point by point, you know. And here's the thing, Stu. You know this. I'm going to air some laundry. People are like, well, why aren't people listening to Karen? Because I'm a threat to them. Stu, you've gotten phone calls from them. People get warnings to not speak to me.
Yep.
Ron Johnson is having a session tomorrow. Of course I'm not invited, because all of our trusted leaders are afraid of me. They say I'm not credible, even though all I do is read documents and evidence. The same thing that I used to do for big pharma companies, you know, so that they could win lawsuits or avoid them or take down their competition. Yet I'm a threat to the movement that I'm part of because I have the evidence to show that we are intentionally being injured, diseased, and murdered. I have the evidence. It'll stand up in a court of law. I could work with an attorney general easily and with 1 week have all of these injections seized from one of the states and destroyed.
And that's what we're calling for right now. I'm out of time. Listen, okay. Put this tweet up. I don't know who the author of the tweet was, but the quote was, quote, huge. This is now a quote from Governor Ron DeSantis of the Sunshine State, the governor of Florida. This is in the wake of Died Suddenly coming out. This is in the wake of his surgeon general, Dr. Ladapo, appearing on this program and being red-pilled like crazy on this show. Quote, I am going to be working with Florida Surgeon General, that's Ladapo, to hold these vaccine manufacturers accountable. They made claims about the mRNA vaccine that wasn't true and people were injured as a result. Unquote. Governor Ron DeSantis. Yeah, go ahead, get the information from your Florida Surgeon General. But now I am directing you as a servant of the constituents, the citizens of the state of Florida, to get with your attorney general, who is already empowered to, without a warrant, seize these shots and hold these people accountable. Let's start there. Karen Kingston, you always bring receipts. Yes, you do scare the hell out of these people. That's why you're not invited everywhere, and that's why you are always welcome here. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. God bless.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu. 75%
of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which is horrific because that leads to added stress and anxiety. That leads to low mood and depression and sleepless nights and, yes, an early grave. Having the right types and appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body to get the right amount of sleep and to combat stress and anxiety and to prevent low mood and depression and sleepless nights is critical. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium, the exact right amounts, in their formula. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Telling you, want you to live. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Died Suddenly is closing in on 15 million views. That's just the official count from our channels where we uploaded it. Other places, bootlegging this thing, redistributing it, translating it into different languages all over the world. And the film's impact is not just being seen in America. Obviously, it's rapidly growing worldwide, as our Australian correspondent Maria Z has witnessed firsthand. Senators in Australia, she tells us, are finally speaking out about the country's dramatic rise in sudden and overall deaths. Australian cities are literally installing new defibrillators in their streets to help people take action if someone suffers a sudden cardiac arrest near them. There's news stories in the press about people dying suddenly, but of course it's after contracting COVID or suffering a spider bite. But the press won't directly confront the vaccines and their impact. But they won't be able to hide forever. Not according to Maria Z, and she joins us now. So you think the press's game of hide and seek with this bioweapon fallout is quickly coming to an end?
I absolutely think so, Stu. They simply cannot hide what is happening anymore. But what they're trying to do, as you said, putting the words died suddenly in their headlines when they're talking about people dying from a spider bite. They've also started reporting on a mother, for example, who passed away suddenly from what they call COVID. But in the article, they've actually mentioned that she had 4 shots. I feel terrible for this woman and the children that she left behind and the husband. But the media is clearly trying to cover up that the vaccine is causing horrendous impacts on our societies. And again, it's not a vaccine, it's an injection. But for those out there who don't realize this yet, this has caused, this has been released for depopulation. We've got senators directly confronting those in parliament right now, talking about the fact that people are dying suddenly, Stu. And yes, you're right. We have defibrillators, forgive me, that are being installed all over Victoria. And we're being told that this is a new life-saving technology where citizens can actually take action for the number one cause in sudden deaths in Australia. What is going on? Since when is sudden cardiac arrest on the street the number one cause of sudden death? We know why this is, Stu. Your documentary pokes a huge hole in the narrative. It has made a huge change in world history, and that's exactly what it was intended to do. And I'm telling you, Stu, they cannot hide these lies much longer.
Yeah. You know, other than black people with guns, you know, which has been the number one cause of death here in this country for a long time, at least ranking up there in the top few, Now this is the thing. I mean, these shots are causing more people to die than anything else on the face of the planet, perhaps in world history. So I'm a little confused. It's kind of perplexing, quite the conundrum, I guess, if you will. Why would these people want to install these defibrillators to save the people that they intend on killing?
That's a really good question, Stu. I think they need to be seen as caring about the people. A lot of what they're doing has to appear as though they care. My question is, will a defibrillator be the thing that saves someone's life if they have some sort of a structure growing inside of them that no one can really treat right now? That's the biggest question, Stu. So they want to appear like they care, but you know, I would suggest that these people know exactly what people are dying suddenly of. They know exactly what's happening to people while we're all trying to scramble and save the world. And here they are swooping in as the heroes saying, we're going to save the lives now by asking regular citizens to treat those dropping suddenly on the street.
Yeah, earlier on the Stu Peters show, and I should say this for anybody who missed this, Karen Kingston was on the program. And she talks about extrinsic fraud. Now, extrinsic fraud is perpetuated by bad actors inside of the government. It is also perpetuated at the hands of so-called experts. These are the people who told you, hey, the shots should only be taken by people in their 80s, or should only be taken by the elderly or the vulnerable or those with underlying or pre-existing serious immunocompromising conditions, right? They knew, because they're experts, they knew all along that they were lying. That's extrinsic fraud. Now, there is a law on the books here in the United States. That law allows for attorneys general here in any state to act without a warrant to seize all of the vaccines in their state. Without a warrant, they could just go seize them, and then they can look to conduct criminal tribunals for those responsible for inventing, for manufacturing, for sponsoring, for endorsing, for advertising, for pushing, for lying about these shots, because they caused death and they caused life-changing injury and they caused permanent incapacitation and they caused fetal abortions and demises and they caused children to have heart attacks in the womb and they caused 18-year-olds to die in their bed and they caused grandma and grandpa to die early and they caused mom and dads to reach their demise early. Now, Governor DeSantis said this after an interview that I had with his Surgeon General, Dr. Lodapo. He said, quote, I am going to be working with Florida Surgeon General to hold these vaccine manufacturers accountable. They made claims about the mRNA vaccine that wasn't true and people were injured as a result, end quote. That's Governor Ron DeSantis in a tweet or in a statement that he gave that was retweeted. Don't work with your Surgeon General to hold people accountable. Work with your Attorney General to hold people accountable, and I will put you on notice right now, Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis of Florida, putting you on notice. Here's the people telling you, directing you, please hold them accountable. And there is a law on the books in the state of Florida that allows your Attorney General without warrant to seize these shots and to stop these shots right now. Nothing less will do. Maria?
Absolutely agree with you, Stu, and we need those people who are awake. I understand that there's a game of politics that certain representatives in government have to play, but we don't have
for
that.
No, they don't.
They feel they need to.
Okay, maybe.
They feel they need to.
Yeah, and that's extrinsic
fraud. You understand
fraud.
What I'm saying?
I do, but I just want the record to be clear. You and I don't believe that. This program doesn't believe that. We don't care about politics. I could give a damn about your reelection because elections are fake anyways. You were all installed. So if you want to start acting like representatives of the people, here is the litmus test. There is a line in the sand right now. This is it. There is no other issue facing Americans or the worldwide populace right now. But I can speak for Americans because that's where we are, Maria. And I know, you know, how our Constitution works or is supposed to. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. I know how it's supposed to work. I know how the First Amendment is also supposed to work, although be it you can end up in prison or in some gulag if you speak or assemble peaceably. I know how the Second Amendment is supposed to work, although be it we have red flag laws that allow people to just have their guns seized without due process. So we're being trampled on all over the world. But here in the United States, I can speak on this. I could give a damn about your politics. I could give a damn about your campaign. I could give a care less about your fundraising efforts and all of your parading around on Twitter and doing interviews with Steve Bannon, the major grifter fraud who wants to tear down the CCP while at the same time being funded by the CCP almost directly. So I could care less about any of this. No, there is a line in the sand. The line in the sand is this. The number one threat facing humanity is these shots and the mandates, but the shots, period. The mandates, I don't even care if they go away. There would be no mandate if there was no shots. Do away with these shots, period. If you are an elected representative, big heavy air quotes for the radio listening audience, if you're a representative of government in the United States and you do not immediately call for the incineration of every one of these shots, the seizing of these shots, and then the seizing of the people responsible for pushing these shots for a military type tribunal, then you are on the wrong side of history. You will show your colors. That is the test right now. And every single audience member of your audience, Maria, and of mine, I hope that you replay this line in the sand on your program, which does very well on the Stu Peters Network. Here it is. The line in the sand. You are either a hero or a traitor. Extrinsic fraud will include you. So if you do not now act knowing that your attorney general can go and seize these shots and stop these shots, then you should be tried right alongside everybody else responsible for perpetuating this fraud and this murderous injection on humanity.
I agree with you, Stu. The point I really wanted to drive home was that we don't have the time. There is no time to play the game of politics. Regardless of how you've done politics in the past, regardless of how you've approached the people in your career in the past, if you know what's going on, the time has come for you to change your tactics. And that tactic means actually doing what you say you do and holding these people accountable. And that's what we need right now. You're absolutely right, Stu. I agree with you.
The line in the sand has been drawn. Stop the shots, seize the shots, seize the people responsible for them, put them in handcuffs, U.S. Marshals, perp walk these people, put them in front of the entire public on trial in a tribunal type thing, no long congressional hearings, no investigative inquiries by the United States Senate because it's all fake and grandstanding and fundraising. No, military tribunals right now. And if these people are found guilty of the crimes that they have committed, they should hang, period. Maria Z, you are awesome. And we agree with you here at the Stu Peters Show. We agree that the press is running out of time. And guess what? Those people are going to run from accountability too. In Tombstone, remember when they went after these cowboys wearing the red sashes? And they said, anybody with a red sash, if I catch you, you're dead. Okay, well, the red sash is hanging by this shot, calling it a vaccine, introducing it to people, sponsoring it, running with a safe and effective narrative. If you give up the sash as we're approaching, hey, maybe you could be spared. But if you want to hold on to that sash, we're coming for you, and hell's coming with us. Maria Z, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
I love these people over at Curable. I love everything that they stand for, and I love the way that their product works. That's my CBD company, Curable.com. It's K-U-R-I-B-L. Check them out online, Curable.com. They gave me a bunch of product to test on the people that are close to me, the people that I know, people inside of my family, acquaintances, close friends, people that I know with that go to the gym and they deal with chronic pain, people who have just had surgery, or they've had multiple surgeries and they just deal with the never-ending pain because the surgery never really fixes anything. Because, of course, these doctors put Band-Aids on things. I gave them to family members and friends with children that have ADHD and anxiety and stress, kids that suffer with food allergies and seasonal allergies. And all of the feedback that I'm getting is 100% positive. If you go online and look right now at people that, you know, are using CBD for other things, you'll find things like Parkinson's disease, for crying out loud. This stuff is absolutely unbelievable. You don't have to have neurotoxins and injections and antipsychotics and antidepressants introduced into your life or the lives of your children, the brains that are developing for your children. No, instead, try something all natural from God's earth hemp, grown right here in my home state of Minnesota by this family-operated business, owned and operated by a small family right here in Minnesota. I've seen their hemp fields. I know where they are, and I've watched them harvest them. It's pure. It's natural. It's awesome. Plus, you get 20% off using promo code STU when you go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide at curable.com. One of the most common immoral practices in the conservative movement is the practice of grifting. You've probably heard us use that word a few times, but you might not know exactly what it means. Traditionally, grifting means any kind of small-time swindling, confidence games, scams, and so on. Well, on the right, if you believe in that construct, grifting takes all kinds of forms. There's the commercial grifts, selling products that don't work. There's the activism grifts, telling people that your campaign is fighting to end this or end that bad thing, but never really trying to get rid of it because your living depends on opposing it. A lot of COVID vaccine critics are like that. If the vax mandates actually did go away, they'd have nothing else to do in their lives. Their whole reason to exist would just disappear. Well, then there's the political fundraising grifts. For example, the Georgia runoff election is being held today. A lot of Republican groups sent out fundraising emails supposedly to benefit Herschel Walker. But in one of those emails sent by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, if you read the fine print, Walker's campaign would get just 1% of that money. The other 99% would go to that group, the group sending the email. It's not the only example. This practice is actually pretty common now on the right. President Trump sent out fundraising emails for Blake Masters, where he got 99% of whatever was raised. It's a grift. It's a scam. It's conning voters out of their money. These types of funding scams are all over on the right. One of the most evil versions are the people grifting money meant for the January 6th political prisoners. It's one thing to con people donating money to a political candidate. That's still evil, to be clear. But it's just a matter of who gets to buy more ads and whose consultants get paid more. And elections are fake anyways. But with the January 6th prisoners, these are people literally suffering in an American gulag. Their freedom and maybe their lives are on the line. Stealing in this context is unimaginable. It's unforgivable. But people are doing it. Jake Lang is one of those January 6th prisoners. He's also the founder of the J6 Legal Defense Fund, which will actually make sure that every penny goes to the people who need it. Here's the video, which you can also find on Rumble.
As you all well know, patriots assembled on January 6th at the United States Capitol to peacefully protest a stolen election. Approximately a million liberty-loving Americans stood in unity and exercised their constitutional right to redress their grievances. Historically, the protest took a violent turn when Capitol police officers started inciting and brutalizing an unarmed crowd, even killing four defenseless American citizens on the steps of our own Capitol. Now, over 900 January 6ers and their families have been persecuted by the Biden regime and the FBI, violently arrested and abused and tortured in prison. Some spending over 20 months locked away in gulag-like conditions, political prisons inside our very own United States. They're being held without bond, visitations, haircuts, religious services, access to evidence and attorneys, and in many cases, complete solitary confinement. This atrocity highlights the two-tier justice system that villainizes conservative patriots and rewards career criminals. That's why we started the J6 Legal Fund to help retain competent conservative attorneys for our newest national heroes. J6 Legal Fund was created by J6 political prisoner Jake Lang to ensure full transparency in directing 100% funds to legal costs. Not a single penny is wasted. In the next upcoming months, hundreds of J6 patriots will be standing trial against the full force of the corrupt Department of Justice and biased DC jury pools. The need for strong legal representation is greater now more than ever. That's where you come in. The J6 families are truly grateful for your generous support. Let's bring our men home. Please donate today, whatever God puts on your heart. Go to j6legal.org to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Along with j6legal.org, you can also donate by going to givesendgo.com/j6legal. Jake Lang joins us now live from prison. So name names. Who are the people that are responsible for grifting off of your name, taking all of this money, misappropriating these funds, and only giving you the crumbs?
Well, we have Cynthia Hughes, is paying herself 40% off the top of all of the millions of dollars she's raised with the Patriot Freedom Project. There's also other organizations that are not giving transparency to us, so we are not able to know how much money they've raised and where exactly that money's gone. Americans for Justice is one of them. There's other couple smaller people and organizations that have set up grifting operations. And if we don't have transparency, full transparency, as Dan Sixer is calling for transparency from Patriot Freedom Project and Americans for Justice, because I need to know how much money's been raised in my name and where that money's gone to. Has it gone to hotel expenses, house extensions, weekend vacations, handbags, or has it gone to patriotic attorneys? Not $200,000, $300,000 for one attorney. We need to be using our money properly, stewarding it, and getting attorneys for 20, 30, 40 grand for these Dan Sixers, or else you're wasting money frivolously on, you know, mostly grifter attorneys as well.
J6Legal.org, that's the organization that you set up. You can unequivocally 1,000% guarantee that every single penny that goes to J6Legal.org or givesendgo.com/J6Legal, 100% of it will go to attorneys that actually have the backs of these POWs like yourself. No money will go anywhere else. Is that right?
Nope. 100% of the funds are being given directly to the legal causes. We are hardline negotiators. We're not going to work with any attorneys that are not equally as dedicated to the cause, equally trying to fight like pit bulls in the courtroom to get these brave men out of prison, get them out of the change, out of Washington, D.C., change the venue motion. We're working with really good attorneys, and we're...
This call is from a federal prison.
We're getting a lot of Dan Sixers the help they need right now, and we need more support. This battle is not a cheap battle, but we are stewarding the money properly. We're doing everything 100% transparent. Anybody that asks where the money's going, you'll get a full spreadsheet, how much money's come in and how much money's gone out. That's the way we operate, with integrity, with backbone, with transparency. And anybody else that's not doing exactly as we're doing, with transparency and with hardline negotiation, you probably are spending your money and throwing it away to all kinds of other things that you have no idea what you're spending it on. Just give the Basic Legal Fund, basiclegal.org. We're going to take care of your money. We're going to get it directly to the lawyers that are actual patriots who actually want to fight and get these Dan Sixers home.
I'm disgusted by it. I'm disgusted by all the grifts that are happening right now. I could do a whole program. I could do a week's worth of programs. I could do a documentary about all of the people that are grifting at other people's cost, at their expense. That people are dying out here, and people are grifting off of their deaths, people dying suddenly from these shots. You essentially are rotting in prison. People are grifting off of your name, making themselves famous, buying Ferraris and, like you said, handbags, and paying rent in, you know, posh condos, probably beachfront areas, not giving you this money. I don't know who they are. I don't know the inner workings of all of this. You've named a couple of them. The point here is that we wanted to get this word out for you, Jake, because we have had your back. Unlike a lot of people who say that they do when it's convenient, a lot of people who want to come and do photo ops outside of where you're being illegally held without due process, this program from the very beginning has always had your back, and that's why we want to get it out. J6Legal.org, J6Legal.org. You can also donate by going to givesendgo.com/J6Legal. Jake Lang, we're always praying for you. Thanks a lot for being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you. And God bless the patriots in China who are fighting back against tyranny. They took that number off day 6. They learned a little something from us.
Yeah, we should be acting just like them here now. Those Chinamen should be an inspiration to all of us. Those people don't have weapons. Those people don't even have a glimmer of a freedom of speech that we do here. But what they did to you, Jake, and what they're doing to all of these other J6 prisoners, making you examples to chill patriotism, to convince people to go lay down, curl up in the fetal position, and give up because they're scared. They don't want to go to jail, too. They don't want to be tried. They don't want to be held without due process. They don't want to be taken away from their family for 1, 2, 3, 4, or 10 Christmases like what you face. So we consider you to be a real American patriot, and all of those defendants that are there with you, as well as those Chinamen. We should be doing what they're doing in China right now. You're right. That should be an inspiration to all of us. Jake Lang, gotta go. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. Stay sharp. Be on your mental A game. Don't get duped. Don't let the wool get pulled over your eyes. Be sharp from the minute that you wake up. The light switch, the on switch for your brain lies in the Nootropics brain supplements that you can find at nootopia.com/stew. My favorite, by the way, Focused Savagery. You might be able to tell that. Custom package meant just for you. Be the best that you can be. The most creative, the most driven, the most focused. Bust through distractions every day, all day long. Newtopia.com/stew. Again, Newtopia.com/stew.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
You know, I'm disgusted every single day, as likely are you, with the amount of crap and corruption that we expose on this program. But unrelentingly, I promise you that until I take my last breath or until justice is served, we will continue. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Including these health food companies that are lying to you. Oh yeah, this is healthy. Legit health food companies presenting health food as healthy, and inside of them, toxic poisons. So we're naming names, and we have the health food companies and the health foods to avoid. You might have a friend. Oh, I'm on this diet. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to lose pounds, but they can't seem to trim the inches off the waist. Yeah, that's because there's a toxic poison in the foods, the health foods presented to you by these health food companies. We name the names. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. Speaking of grifters, we've talked an awful lot about your financial future on this program. You know, your financial advisor might be a really good person, but if they work for one of these big banks or heavily advertised investment firms, do they even know what your portfolio includes? Do you know what you're investing in? I mean, what if you come to find out that you're investing in Pfizer, the developer, the manufacturer of this bioweapon death jab, responsible for killing all of these people? Would that align with your values, with your faith, with your morals? No, probably not. But guess what? Your financial advisor is beholden to Wall Street, who's beholden to the edicts of the Biden administration, who has sold out to China. So, of course, they don't have a choice. They can't build a custom portfolio around you. This guy can, though. Carlos Cortez joins us now for the Money Minute. He's the independent fiduciary, a Jesus-believing Christian, and a patriot American. He is a family man and a father. And you can build custom programs, custom investment portfolios around people that will allow them to lay down by themselves with their head on the pillow at night and be able to be comfortable with their investments. Yes?
Absolutely. And that's what we do with every client. We treat them like they're our family, which they are. And secondly, we want to make sure that your investments align not with just your views, but our company's views, as well as the eyes of God as well. And it's time to make this change. We're going into 2023. These banks, they do not care about you. They do not care about the spiritual side of the money.
A lot of these banks are actually funding our demise, which is just absolutely insane to think about. Now, in times of hyperinflation, criminal taxation, forever wars, you've got something for people. You've got the Never Tax Retirement Strategy. People can book an appointment with you right now. This appointment, when they book it with you, it's free, number one. It's non-obligatory. Number two, you don't have to obligate to do business with Carlos Cortez. But according to the emails that I'm getting, about 90% of the people that talk to you end up moving their money over to you. They feel great about it. And then I get the thank you letters. So if you want to book your in-person consultation or your virtual conversation with Carlos Cortez, Zoom meetings, phone calls, whatever, just go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Or you can call him in the office. You answer your phones all the time. That number, write this down, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Carlos, I just got to thank you. Thank you for being a real patriot and for taking care of the customers. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. We are out of time for today. But you know what? We'll be here in the same time, at the same place. And until then, God bless you.